is a bathroom yard.
You know what?
The Chicago State University Board of Trustees, September 20th, 2013 meeting is back in open session. We had two personnel matters that we discussed in closed session that require resolution. I will make the first resolution. It involves the contract of the president of the university. As everyone knows, the president's contract expires June 30th of 2014. His employment situation has been the subject of a great deal of discussion at this university, inside and outside, for the last 6 or 7 months. The present board has expressed its faith and commitment with Dr. Watson. We agree with his vision for the university and support him wholeheartedly. And having said that, I would move that we take the necessary steps to extend his contract another 2 years.
Second it.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. Dr. Smith?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion in regards to the board attorney. We have reviewed the contract of the present attorney with Neil and Leroy, and the monetary amount we predict will run out at the end of the fiscal year, at the end of June 2014. I'd like to make a motion that the board be allowed to seek a new board attorney and start the process at this time. We also want to go on record to thank Mr. Neal and their firm for exemplary service to the university and would encourage them to apply for the position when it is appropriate time to do that.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Attorney Neal? Yes. Mr. Chairman, trustees, we have one motion to consider. The Open Meetings Act of Illinois requires that the board review the closed session minutes, the executive session minutes, twice annually, and we need to do those twice in the fiscal year. I have reviewed the minutes, and I have attached copies of all the executive session minutes since the time we last did this, and it is my opinion and recommendation to the board that only the September 21st, 2012 executive session minutes be released to the public. I do believe and recommend to the board that the other executive session minutes should remain confidential at this time.
I move that we accept Attorney Neal's recommendation regarding releasing the minutes of the September 2012 board meeting and keeping the other board meeting minutes confidential.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to reconvene in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
And let the record reflect, Mr. Chairman, you're going to reconvene into executive session to discuss legal matters.
Yes.
Roll call. Where are you headed?